You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
It's the Week 6 Mailbag, a post-game edition, of course, because the Thursday night game is already in the rearview mirror, and of course it wasn't what the Broncos wanted. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me, and let's start with a question about kickoff returns from Tim Schultz. Asks, why does Cody Latimer keep running the returns out of the end zone? Wouldn't it be better to take a knee and get the ball on the 25-yard line instead? It's a good question. Joe DeCamillis, the interim head coach, also special teams coordinator, addressed that on Tuesday. I asked him about it at his press conference, and he talked about it being part of the risk-reward ratio, that they thought that, okay, you know, if Latimer does bring the football out, you're taking a chance on him getting beyond the 25-yard line, maybe even having an explosive return to the 45 or the 50-yard line. But, you know, more of these returns, of an overwhelming majority of them so far, that he's taken from out of the end zone have not reached the 25-yard line. So I imagine that's going to affect the risk-reward ratio. Of course, Latimer was injured Thursday. Jordan Norwood was returning kickoffs in the second half of the game. But, you know, he too struggled as well to get to the 25-yard line. So it's something the Broncos may have to reevaluate in light of their lack of success getting to at least the 25-yard line or beyond on returns. Because quite frankly, if you're only getting to the 25-yard line, you might as well just take the knee and move on, just because you're saving time, you're saving the potential risk of injury to players. So it's something the Broncos are going to have to really think about. And it's going to be more a road game issue as well, because at home, of course, even though you saw Cody Latimer returning kicks on Sunday against Atlanta, there's going to be fewer opportunities. So it's something I think they're going to revisit and take a look at the analytics in light of the lack of success of consistently getting to the 25 in the last couple of games. Next question, very simple, from Mark McIntyre. Two games, two bad starts. This isn't sustainable, is it? Well, clearly, it's not. You can't dig yourself double-digit holes and expect to get out of them. The Broncos have been behind by 10 points in the first half of three of their six games so far. They're 1-2 in those games. The one was against Carolina back in week one, where they were behind 17-7. But you look back at that, Carolina struggling 1-4, and you know, was the weakest of the teams that the Broncos fell behind by 10 points early in the game, at least. You know, certainly on the record, they are the weakest with a 1-4 mark. So it's something the Broncos are going to have to clean up. It's offense and defense. Obviously, the microscope is on the defense early, because they've given up scores on 5 of 6 first possessions in games so far this year. And the one exception is Tampa Bay. They had the interception on the Aqib Talib pickoff on the third play of the game, but then gave up a touchdown in the next series. But the offense is going to have to get it done. Something interesting Brandon Marshall said. He talked about how, you know, the defense is struggling on those first 15 plays, when opponents can really scheme them and come up with some new wrinkle, and then they have to adapt to it. Well, you'd think that would also favor the Broncos' offense, but it hasn't, because the offense has struggled to get things going early. So, you know, it's the worst of both worlds right now for the Broncos early in the games, and they've got to get it fixed, because the way they want to run things, you want a balanced offense, run and pass, you want to keep the opponent off balance. Being behind 10-0 and then 21-3 in the fourth quarter, as they were on Thursday, that doesn't allow you to get that kind of balance. So for the Broncos' success equation to work, they've got to start better than they have the last two games. Thanks for the questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag, or find me on Twitter. I'm at MaceDenver. Please use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.